This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The All-Star game last night, just in general, the All-Star week, the several days they put together, it really was, for a league that historically has really struggled in the last 30 years to get out of their own way. Baseball is on a roll. I know attendance is up. I know ratings are up, and that's something that people talk about. The reality is the pacing of the game, it makes it so much more watchable. Parity in baseball, even though we're still talking about big market versus small market, there's a really good spot here. And, this finally kind of went over to the All-Star game, where I think everybody loved the new rules last night with the swing-off. Miking up the pitchers, both Skubal and Kershaw, and even the home run derby. Like, baseball's always had, in my opinion, the best All-Star week, but they've tinkered with it and messed with it so many times that they lost the plot. I think this week proves they got the plot back and they're right where it needs to be, because that's as much as I've watched of All-Star week in baseball, and every note was flawless.
Yeah, so here's what I'll say, because you said baseball's on a roll. I think where baseball's on a roll is in finally embracing how to entertain their fan base. I think they finally have understood, like, we need to get out of this old curmudgeon, get off my lawn mentality of, this game is sacred and we can't mess with all these things. And so don't mess with the All-Star game. They finally have been like, okay, you know what? Pitch clock. Let's do it. Let's get the games moving a little faster so people can enjoy themselves and get home at a decent time and they don't feel like it's just dragging. All-Star weekend. They're trying some different things. I think it's fun. I think it is enjoyable. I think people like it. I saw some complaints about the broadcast in terms of the coverage, I think specifically during the Home Run Derby, but that's not a baseball problem. That's just a network problem for the network that covers it.
I would also say if that's the biggest complaint you have about you're probably okay.
I, like you, tend to feel like baseball's always been sort of this like bigger scale event for me. Like, I enjoy it. I missed the Home Run Derby this week, but I did most of it, but I did watch as much as I could last night of the All-Star game. The thing, though, that's funny is, like, I kind of felt like last night, or really this week, was kind of this, what's a good example? It's kind of like the pay no attention to the man behind the curtain for baseball. Because, like, and I think we are, especially in Cleveland, are super close to this, because we have the everyday reality of a team that doesn't want to spend money and just kind of tries to win in the margins. And at this point, that is the biggest problem with baseball, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the discrepancy between the haves and the have-nots is just
there's
very,
on the field parity,
fast.
But not financial parity.
Right. And so we live that problem every single day, where we know that baseball still has some things they have to figure out and they aren't perfect. So it kind of felt like this nice thing where it was like, hey, look what we can do. We can have fun. We can do these different things. We can have a swing off to decide an All-Star game, and it's entertaining. Because at this point, I consider All-Star games, back in the day, All-Star games were about, like, there's these regional teams, and this was across sports. You get them all together on a stage where, like, everybody can see them, which is why it was such a big deal. Like, guys on the West Coast couldn't watch Mickey Mantle, right? No. Like, they could, but, like, guys on the East Coast couldn't watch guys on the West Coast. That was the whole point. Now it's just about entertainment. So I do think they figured a lot of these things out. I just wish, like, the everyday reality that we experience here in Cleveland, especially with the Guardians, was also up to par with what we're seeing in terms of the way that they've sort of gone about it.
What's interesting about what you're saying is, I do think if you missed what Rob Manfred said, I'm not saying you did, but if
people... I did see some of this, yeah.
I mean, Rob Manfred coming out and talking about the financial realities and them needing to be fixed, I think that guy's a bit of a weasel, but one, he's the guy that made sure the rule changes in baseball happened, pace of play stuff, and limiting the shift. He's also spot on. Like, he talked about, like, kind of similar to what Scott Braun of Foul Territory said, I think earlier this week or late last week, I don't know, time's a flat circle, where he's like, okay, a salary cap doesn't mean anything if there isn't a salary floor. Yeah, Manfred said that exact thing. And I think it was interesting. Like, they used this as the perfect way of, like, we're going to inject fun in it. And we got to talk about some of the fun that they injected and whether that should, you know, roll over to the regular season. But, like, he also used that moment to say, we're in a great spot, but here's where, like, you do have momentum. People are interested in baseball. They're re-interested in baseball. And there's a few different ways. Listen, you can't tinker too much more with the game to perfect the game, although they're going to keep trying. ABS coming in next year, the automatic automated strike zone. But, like, now it's, okay, can we even the odds for everybody and find a way that you don't have to choose between... So if the Dodgers have a 10-year window and you have a 3-year window, you no longer have to worry about that 3-year window, and maybe it becomes a 6- or 7-year window. So, like... I think Manfred was pretty smart. Again, bit of a weasel, but the way that he laid this out, and as kind of like a forewarning of, like, guys, we really love where we are. We're trying to build trust with the players, which I thought you saw some of that this week. But also, hey, just so you know, this is where we need to go as a sport. And I think that was really smart of him.
Yeah, I heard some of his comments, especially on, like, the TV stuff and how they're trying to, like, make sure blackouts aren't a thing anymore, which in 2025 they really shouldn't be anyway. You know, I also think, but part of that too, like, part of the network side of this is, like, their deal with ESPN is now, they ended that. Like, that's a network you probably want to have a relationship with because they are considered one of the leaders in covering sport. Like, so there's some things that they have to work out there. I agree with you on Rob Manfred as a whole. And maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. Like, I'm using it as, like, they tried to give me this distraction of a nice all-star experience to sort of distract from what's really going on behind the scenes. Maybe what I should be really thinking of it as, or the way we should all be looking at it, is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If they can get the parity and the on-field competitiveness to a level where everybody can compete, well, all of a sudden, like, maybe they are trending in the right direction finally. Like, if this next... I know last week we... who was it we had on? I'm trying to remember now. We talked to...
Scott, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Scott because you were here.
And he said there's no way that they are going to agree on a floor and a cap.
Yeah.
At this next,
so you have to choose
CBA
one of them
agreement.
Effectively.
Right. And I like, but we all know, like, that's the thing that has to. The owners want the cap. The players want the floor. If they're going to sort of get that figured out, that's what's going to have to happen. He said it's impossible, but like maybe there's a way where somehow, some way, you can get everybody on board with this. And that's the thing that then allows it to be like, look what we're doing. Look what we're doing with the entertainment value of our product. If we can just get people to care about their teams in all these markets because it's a more even playing field, just think what we can do with the sport. Like, that has to be the pitch from somebody like Manfred, right? Is like, we are getting people back in. We are getting people, we are getting eyes back on the game now with the things that we've done differently. If we can just find a way to agree on these parameters, all of a sudden, it changes like our trajectory as a sport in general. Because that is the biggest gripe people have. Is that, yeah, they can sit down and watch All-Star Weekend and feel really good about baseball and be like, oh, this is super entertaining. I like it. But then when that mask gets taken off and you're back to playing real games, well, hey, my team plays in, I don't want to take a shot here at some market.
You should
but
go Tampa Bay.
I was going to say Tampa
Sacramento.
Bay. I was actually going to say the team I first thought of was actually like the Diamondbacks. But like, my team plays in Arizona and they're not really competitive financially. How do we change that? Like, they just don't care about the rest of the season. So that's the thing that I think has to get up to par. And maybe that is the stepping stone. All this we're talking about, the entertainment part of it, is the stepping stone to finding a way to make that happen.
I've seen a lot of people after this weekend saying they would love to see the swing off come to the regular season, which I don't think it will ever happen.
No.
And so it's going to be tough with starting pitchers, because you saw it did distract.
How would you keep
Scoobly
stats on that, by the way? Would those home runs count?
I mean,
like, if Kyle Schwarber gets three bombs, do the three bombs count?
Do the goals count in a shootout in hockey? I don't know why my voice did that, but
fair.
Hockey? But the two things I saw people really liked were that, or the players being mic'd up. I don't think you could ever do starting pitchers, because I think it'd be such a distraction.
It would be fun, though, if you got more of pitchers asking John Smoltz what pitch they should throw.
Especially when Smoltzy says a pitch that the guy doesn't throw.
Do your research, John
Smoltz. I just
love
that Kershaw was so pissed about that. It's like, okay, he's a Hall of Fame pitcher. You think he's going to know the pitch profile of everybody?
He's probably like, I'm Clayton Kershaw. You should know my pitch profile.
I really think, so you're saying, and I think you're right, hey, let's not distract from the plot. I do think the lesson of this was, look at how fans, and look at how social media has reacted to all their best players being mic'd up. Pete Alonso going viral for something you guys are going to hear in the quick hits. Even like little stuff of guys getting mic'd up, and Kershaw certainly going viral for talking with John Smoltz during the thing. Like, guys, that is to me, baseball continues to be too insulated and too, you're either with us or against us. And you don't have to be that way. Like, you gotta let these guys have great personalities, and they are, some are inherently funny, some are unintentionally funny. You have to showcase those personalities, because it's going to benefit them, and then conversely, it's going to benefit the game.
Well, and it should be easy to market. Like, we talk about how football players aren't as easy to market as like NBA players all the time, right? Because they wear helmets and shoulder pads, and it's hard to recognize. Now, you know the star quarterbacks, of course, but those guys oftentimes are put in spots where they don't have their helmets on, they're marketed, they're advertised, all that. But in baseball, like, they wear helmets, but you can see their face. Like, everyone knows what Aaron Judge pretty much looks like. If you're a Cleveland fan, you know what Jose Ramirez looks like. Now, he's a little more mild-mannered, isn't like out there as much, but that's like, it should be easy to make this happen with baseball, and I think they are taking the steps in the right direction, but I do think it can't be a distraction from the reality that we all live in when we come back to Cleveland and we have actual baseball games to play.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at @Spencito_, if you could take one thing from the All-Star week from baseball and put it into the regular season, what would it be? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got so much to get into, as well as Jeff Hathorn, sports director at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, joins us at 4:20. We'll talk about their quarterback conundrum and compare it to the Cleveland Browns as well. And then Todd Derry of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. That's coming up at 6 o'clock as well. So excited to talk with all those gentlemen and get into the show here. But 216-474-0092. If you could take one thing from the All-Star Week and bring it to the regular season, for me, it's about getting the players out, getting the players in front of media and in a fun, festive environment, And then we go to the Guardians in the second half and open-mindedness in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.